Well, hello there, and welcome to the GMAT podcast, my grab bag of tips, tricks, thoughts, and musings about the GMAT. If you want more GMAT stuff, and most important, more of me, just go to eurogmat.net. That's EuroGMAT.net. I have a question for you. It's not a hard one, not a GMAT question. Actually, it's pretty elementary, my dear Watson. Here it is. Who is the most famous detective in literature? Well, it's obviously Sherlock Holmes. He's known for his exceptional abilities of observation, his ruthlessness in searching for criminals, and his complete lack of normal human emotional qualities. But he's probably best known for one thing in particular: his skills of deduction. In the very first story about Sherlock Holmes, it's called A Study in Scarlet, Dr. Watson meets Sherlock when he's looking for someone to share an apartment with him. The first thing Sherlock says to the doctor is, "You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive." Watson, of course, is stunned by this. First of all, he had been in Afghanistan during the war and was even pretty badly wounded there. But, well, there was no clear indication right now, based on his clothes or anything else, that Sherlock Holmes could have used to perceive this. A couple weeks later, after Dr. Watson and Sherlock begin living together, Holmes finally explains how he figured it all out. He says, and I'm going to try my best Sherlock Holmes voice here, "Here is a gentleman of a medical type, with the air of a military man, clearly an army doctor then. He has just come from the tropics, for his face is dark, and that is not the natural tint of his skin, for his wrists are fair. He has undergone hardship and sickness, as his haggard face says clearly. His left arm has been injured. He holds it in a stiff and unnatural manner. Where in the tropics could an English army doctor have seen much hardship and got his arm wounded? Clearly in Afghanistan." Okay, I'm not great at accents, but there you go. This quote shows just all the genius of Sherlock Holmes. From a few basic observations and a little reasoning about current events, he manages to deduce that Dr. Watson was indeed in Afghanistan. Holmes is so proud of his abilities that he has even written an article called The School of Deduction. Anyway, I think we can all agree that Holmes has a pretty brilliant mind. But get this. There's one thing Sherlock Holmes is wrong about. So wrong about, in fact, he might even flunk the GMAT. Luckily, you have me to save you, so let's go. On the GMAT, we have to do many different types of reasoning. There's analytical reasoning, there's logical reasoning, there's mathematical reasoning, but there's only one type of reasoning that has a whole question category named for it. That's critical reasoning. And when we reason about the world, and about GMAT critical reasoning arguments, we can do it in two different ways. Number one, we can use deduction, like Sherlock Holmes claims to. And number two, we can use something called induction. Now, let's talk about the difference between these two things for a moment. Pretend you're a kid at school. Your friend Andy comes running up to you and says, "Hey, did you know that they're going to give us candy for lunch today at the cafeteria? Isn't that awesome?" You say, "You mean they're going to give us candy along with our food?" Andy says, "No, just candy. Isn't that awesome?" You say, "Andy, I really think..." But he interrupts, "It's true, and this is how I know it's true. You see, on Fridays, they always give candy for lunch at the cafeteria. Today's Friday, so... today, we get to eat just candy for lunch. Isn't that awesome?" Okay, now I'm not sure if Andy is right about that, but whatever the case, he just used deductive reasoning to make his argument. You see, in a deductive argument, the conclusion of the argument is completely proven by the premise. In this case, Andy's conclusion is, "We get to eat candy today for lunch at school." And his premise is that they always give candy for lunch on Fridays, and today happens to be a Friday. Now, if you think about it, if it's true that they always give candy for lunch on Fridays, and if it's true that today is indeed a Friday, then Andy is absolutely right. There's just no way around it. His argument is rock solid. Like, well done, Andy. And that's deductive reasoning for you. If the premise is true, then the conclusion is definitely true, like 100%. Like, Friday is today, and Friday they always give candy, therefore we're getting candy today. What is inductive reasoning then? Well, let's go back to school. Andy just walked away, and Karen now comes up to you. She says, I have something I need to tell you. You say, okay, what is it? She continues, oh my God, you won't believe what I saw this morning. It was awesome. I saw them unpacking boxes of candy in the cafeteria. Oh my God. I'm pretty sure we're going to be having candy for lunch today. Okay, let's take a look at Karen's argument. She also thinks they're going to serve candy today for lunch. She also thinks it would be awesome. But her reasons for thinking this are a bit different from Andy's reasons. You see, the premise for her argument is that they were unloading candy in the cafeteria this morning, and her conclusion is that they're going to serve candy today for lunch. Anyway, Karen's argument is pretty good. If they loaded candy into the cafeteria this morning, it's pretty likely that they're going to serve it for lunch. But it's definitely not 100% proven. I mean, maybe they're loading it for some other reason. Karen is using inductive reasoning here. Her conclusion is pretty good based on her premise, but it's not entirely proven. Okay, so let's review that. In deductive reasoning, the conclusion is absolutely proven to be true by the premise. In inductive reasoning, the conclusion is very likely to be true based on the premise, but it's not proven. So, let's get back to Sherlock. When he meets Watson, he sees that Watson's a doctor and a soldier. He sees that he's tanned. He sees that he's had some sickness or injury recently. So, he concludes that Watson has just returned from Afghanistan. Okay, this is some pretty good reasoning, I think we can all agree. And Sherlock does turn out to be right, but he's wrong about the type of reasoning he used. He's wrong about using deduction. It's not like the only possible conclusion was that Watson had just come back from Afghanistan. That's just a very likely explanation. So, Sherlock Holmes is proven wrong about something. He's not a master of deduction after all. He's a master of induction. Okay now, so let's talk about more important stuff. I heard there might be candy for lunch today. That's all for now. For more of the GMAT and me, just go to eurogmat.net. That's EUROGMAT.net.